Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 3rd, 2005. Today's message is titled, This Too Shall Pass. Our scripture text is from Genesis 39, 20 and 21. And this is a portion concerning Joseph. While Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Life is made up of phases. Of course, we recognize this in regard to ages such as infancy, childhood, teen, young, middle, and aged adult. We also use terms like empty nesters to describe parents whose children have grown and moved on. Some phases are more challenging than others. When we study the Bible and read the stories of God's work in people, we also see these phases. However, since the stories are condensed, we may easily overlook the time span the Bible character went through in each phase. In many cases, since we also know the rest of the story, we tend to minimize what the Bible character was going through, although at the time, they also did not know what the outcome would be. I believe as they went through the phases that made up their lives, they also dealt with the same emotions and questions we have, such as, why is God allowing this to happen to me? How will this work out? Has God forgotten me? This isn't fair. Perhaps you can think of others as well. Moses is the author of the first five books of the Bible, which includes Genesis. Many years following these events, God inspired Moses to record the lives of the patriarchs, including Joseph. After the horrific rejection and betrayal by his own brothers, it seemed he was putting his life back together. He had a good job managing Potiphar's business, but this ended abruptly. Joseph took a stand against immorality when he was propositioned by Potiphar's wife. He was falsely accused and imprisoned. But the inspired scriptures make an observation of great hope. While Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. I wonder to what extent Joseph was aware of the Lord's presence at the time. Based upon his faithfulness and the information in the rest of the story, I believe he did have this awareness. The text goes on and says he, or God, showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Even in the midst of this difficult phase, God bestowed his kindness on Joseph. What a blessing it is to experience God's kindness when we go through a trial phase in life. And granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. You see, this sets up the manner in which God would deliver Joseph in his perfect time. Whatever we are going through, we can be assured that God is always working for the good on our behalf. A great verse dealing with that is Romans 8:28. God is with us and is working in his children, especially through the hard places and phases of life. My mom is extremely weak at this time. After I ministered to her needs this morning, she said, turn on WDAC, one of our local Christian radio stations. This song was playing about 5:30 this morning, and I sure hope it ministered to her heart. I know it did mine. As we pass through life's phases, we can have an assurance that this too shall pass. May this encourage you today as well. And that song, and many of you I'm sure have heard it and perhaps sung it in your churches, is This Is My Desire to Honor You. Lord, with all my heart I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Goes on to state, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me.
Lord Jesus, in today's text, I noticed that you were with Joseph while he was in the midst of a tremendous trial, due to no fault of his own. In fact, he was suffering because of the strong moral stand he took. I'm so glad you don't forsake me when I am undergoing trial, but you are right there with me, showing me your grace and favor. You use scriptures, devotional thoughts, sermons, and Christians to bring me encouragement, instruction, and inspiration. They help me to weather the howling storms of doubts and fears in the trial phases of my life. Thank you for bringing modern-day Josephs into my life, who spur me on to recognize your unfolding plan. Lord, help me to trust you as step by step you lead me in every phase of my earthly pilgrimage. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us. This is the Daily Encouragement Ministry. You're listening to this through our audio podcast today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and it includes not only this daily message prepared each weekday morning, but also other materials that we hope will encourage and give hope to Christians. Today I also share, and I'm not going to read this here on the podcast, but a very personal note regarding how this particular message today was born out of our own experience we're going through at this time, primarily due to my mother's weakening condition. And if you care to read that, again, the website is dailyencouragement.net, and each day the current message is on the main page. If you are reading this or listening to this an additional day, go to the archives and just look for the message for November 3rd, 2005, and you can read this particular perspective. Well, have a blessed day. It is a beautiful autumn day here in Pennsylvania, and I had some beautiful views yesterday of the fall foliage, and I just wish I would have had my camera. I didn't, as I was out. I was up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Have a blessed day. Stay encouraged and stay faithful.